It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 26th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Both Microsoft's Xbox and Sony's PlayStation have been showing off updated video game consoles this month. And there's Nintendo's Wii U system, but there's a new gaming console in town, the Ouya. It's had a lot of attention, partly because its crowdfunded Kickstarter campaign online had 60,000 backers, but also because Ouya only costs $100 and features a lot of independent video game options for players. Ben Kuchera is senior editor for gaming website The Penny Arcade Report. He says Ouya won't put anyone out of business, but it will find an audience.
There's two ways to look at this. I don't think it's going to hurt Sony, Microsoft, or Nintendo. What I do think is possible is that it carves out a very profitable niche for itself, for people who like the idea of a $100 console that can play all sorts of interesting and smaller independent games. Amazon is sold out. Target Online, I believe, is sold out. So do I think it's going to take down the upcoming Xbox One or the PlayStation 4? No. Do I think it could be a very profitable product for Ouya itself? Definitely.
Tell me about some of the games. These are not your Halos or other sort of big name games, right?
Yeah, these are smaller games. Most of them are being created by smaller teams. And it's kind of an interesting thing. We know what the new Call of Duty is going to look like. We kind of know what Halo is going to be like. There are some very interesting and kind of surprising games on the Ouya so far. There's games like Towerfall, which is a four-player game where you jump around and attack each other with bows and arrows. There's all sorts of arcade-style shooters. There are trivia games like You Don't Know Jack. It's very much like this odd buffet of odds and ends across all these different genres. And it's really fun to kind of dig in and find something you might not know about already, but is really interesting to at least try, if not pay for.
You know, for a long time, we've all thought about a very small number of players in the video game console market. There's Xbox, there's Sony PlayStation, there's Nintendo. Is Ouya the dawn of a new sort of era in which people have a lot more choices?
The interesting thing is that other companies could put together, you know, a $100 inexpensive Android-based console, much like the Ouya. So if this takes off, we're going to see what could be a very competitive marketplace for this hardware.
Ben Kuchera is senior editor of the Penny Arcade Report. Ben, thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative companies at powerofideas.org.
You may have read that before he fled Hong Kong to Russia, NSA leaker Edward Snowden demanded lawyers who visited him put their cell phones in a nearby freezer. The reason for this? The New York Times says he was using the icebox's thick metal walls as an improvised Faraday cage. In 1836, Michael Faraday dreamt up a container that would impact electrical charges and, it turns out, block radio signals. Snowden was likely hoping to avoid any unwanted surveillance this way. And just so you know, if there's not a freezer around, there is one other household item that might stop your cell phone from spying on you, a stainless steel martini shaker. Plus, if you pour a little vodka in there, your phone will really stop working. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.